The two teenagers have been charged with lighting the fire that threatened Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Police allege the 14-year-old boy and 15-year-old girl were in a group that deliberately started the blaze on Monday afternoon in the Perigian area. The bushfire destroyed one home and forced the evacuation of hundreds of people. It's taken firefighters 3 days to bring the blaze under control. More than 70 fires are still burning across Queensland and around 40 in New South Wales. An ABC investigation has found that more than half of the nursing homes run by Australia's largest private provider, Bupa, are failing to meet basic standards of care. According to Bupa's accreditation reports, 30% of its aged care homes are putting the health and safety of its residents at serious risk. Bupa receives almost $500 million in government funding each year, and advocates are now questioning whether it is fit to be an aged care provider. The British and Australian governments have confirmed that two female dual citizens and an Australian man are being detained by the Iranian regime in Tehran. One woman, a Melbourne academic, was reportedly convicted late last year in a secret trial and sentenced to 10 years in jail. The other was arrested 10 weeks ago with her boyfriend as they travelled through the country. The UK has called on Iran to have the group released.